Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless my soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we thank God for all his benefits that he allows you and I, amen, to partake of. We are Christians. We are privileged. We are honored to be called, amen, children of the Most High God. So we thank God that everybody on this prayer line, we know the reason for the season. We know why December 25th is significant to us. We know why we celebrate Christmas, and we know why we have a merry, jolly, joyful, good time in spite of what we're going through this time of year. Because, amen, we don't forget, unto us a Savior is born. Unto us, glory be to God, Emmanuel, prophesied in Isaiah. And the virgin shall be with child, the word says. And hallelujah, it came to pass, even as I'm going to read from Luke chapter 2, some of what took place in that day when Jesus was born. We can't forget, beloved. We can't forget, saints of God. I know we go through a lot. I know we've been through a lot. For some of us, as this year comes to a close, sometimes we can't wait to step into next year. But this is what it's all about, that Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, Jesus, amen, has come for you and I to die for our sins, to reconcile us to God, the atoning blood of Jesus Christ, to get us back justified. I said the just shall live by faith, because we are justified through his blood. We are justified through Christ, what he did on Calvary. We are justified, hallelujah, because he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And the Bible says, amen, he gave up the ghost for you and I, but on the third day, hallelujah, he rose with all power in his hand. And that's why we get excited, not just on Easter, not just on Christmas, but we got to remember the Jesus story every 365 day of the year. To God be the glory. But I want to read a few verses coming from chapter number 2 of Luke, and we're going to pray. But chapter 2 of Luke, my wife and I early on made this a tradition to read this particular text to our children as they were getting older. As a family, we would do this. In our church, we would read it to the children for children's moment. But I just wanted to read it for myself on tonight, and I'm going to share it with you. Luke chapter 2, verse number 5, actually verse number 6. And it says, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, meaning Mary. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in that same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Yes.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all men. And sometimes, Pastor, as we see the unrest in the earth realm, as we see wars and rumors of wars, the prophecy of the last and evil perilous days is among us.
Yes.
But the will of God was that peace would be on earth.
My God.
That goodwill would be toward all men. And that until all of us have been given the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior. And as Mary was about to deliver, the Bible says there was no room for her in the inn, so she had the baby in a manger.
My God.
Glory be to God.
My God.
And that is so humbling for us as believers, because sometimes we'll find ourselves being pushed out. We'll find ourselves being closed in. Mm. We'll find ourselves being kind of bogarted by this world because sometimes they don't want to hear the message of Christ. Yeah. They want to reduce it to a fable like Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They want to make it like the Easter Bunny, just another fable. Mm. But you and I believe the Bible,
yeah,
that these were real occurrences. Caesar Augusta that decreed the tax to all the world. This was a real event that Joseph and Mary went down to Bethlehem to pay their taxes. This was a real event that the angels came to the shepherds who was in a field by night.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's why we can't argue about December 25th because that's winter time, and it says that in that day the shepherds would normally be out in the springtime, tending to the flock. But the theologians get argue that point. The point is Jesus was born.
Ah.
Jesus, the yeah. Savior, the Messiah. Some are still looking for the Messiah to come, but he already came. He died. He was buried. And on the third day, he rose.
My God.
With all power in his hand. And he is now seated at the right hand of God the Father,
yes,
until every enemy be put up under his feet. That's why even the enemy of death has been put under his feet. Mm. Death, where is thy sting?
Yes.
Grave, where is thy victory?
Yes. Yes.
Even death, hallelujah, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting excited. I don't want to preach, I want to pray. But I'm getting excited, Pastor.
Yes, God.
That Jesus is now interceding. That means he's praying for us.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we pray on Tuesday night, we have even a greater prayer coming from heaven towards us.
My God.
But the Bible says, and put to us, on this day in the city of David, a Savior was born. And the angels came to the shepherds, came to one of the most humblest people on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful thing that God used fishermen. God used tax collectors.
Yes.
God used the least of these to bring this message that we read about just now to the world. So we thank God for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank God that we're not going to hell.
Hallelujah.
We thank God that Hades is not our destiny.
Yes. Yes.
We thank God that the lake of fire and the bottomless pit and that place of weeping and gnashing of teeth is not going to belong to us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So we got to pray.
Yes.
Because as my wife says, there are atheists out here. There are unbelievers out here.
Yes.
There are people out here trying to pull you away from what you believe. There are circumstances that the devil is trying to put into our lives to pull us away from the things of God.
God.
I preached the word on Sunday. I'm not going back.
Woo.
I'm not going back.
Yes.
Joshua said, as for me and my house,
yes,
we will serve yes. the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
He told the people of God, choose this day whom you will serve.
Yes.
The God on the other side of the flood that your father served. Y'all remember the children of Israel, their fathers, who doubted God after 10 plagues, after 10 miracles. They said, it's too hard. Let us go back to Egypt. Let us go back to bondage. Let us go back to slavery. Let us go back to that prison. And God told Moses, enough.
Mm-hmm.
They will not get into the promised land.
Oh my God.
How much do I have to show them who I am? And God already showed me enough, Pastor.
Yeah, yeah.
He already paid enough rent bills. He already paid enough mortgages. He already kept enough food on the table. He already brought me out of enough hospitals. He already let me out of enough police cars. He already did mighty miracles, mighty signs, and mighty wonders. And guess what, people of God? He's not done yet. He is not done yet. So I don't know what you're walking through in this season. I don't know what you and your family are facing. I don't know how big that mountain or that trial or that test or that tribulation is that you're facing today. But don't forget, we already win.
Yeah.
Don't forget how our story ends. We already know the ending of this story.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. My wife's an author. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what happened in between the pages of our story.
Yes.
We know it's going to be a happy ending for us.
My God.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank you for encouraging your people tonight.
God.
We thank you that you kept your word through the prophetic word coming from Isaiah, that you are wonderful, Counselor,
yes.
Mighty God,
yes.
Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, that you are Emmanuel,
yes.
Meaning God with us,
yes.
God being with us. Jesus, you said, never will you leave us, never will you forsake us. Lord, you'll always be with us. So the prophetic word from the prophet Isaiah came to pass through Luke, through Matthew, through Mark, through John, and we are here now, thousands of years later, believe in the Bible, believe in the Holy Scriptures, believe in the Word of God, that heaven and earth will pass away, kara ashata, but the Word of God will remain forever. So during this Christmas season, yes, we'll exchange gifts. Yes, we'll celebrate. Yes, we'll put up the tree. Yes, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let heaven, oh, glory. Let us prepare him room. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. All right. Joy to the world. I was a Boy Scout, and we used to sing that. I was a Cub Scout, and we used to sing all those songs. But I thank God for those songs. I thank God he said, joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Hallelujah. So we pray right now that we don't forget the majors, that we don't focus on the minors. Yes, our lives are hard. Yes, we're going through trials. Yes, we're being tested on every side. Yes, we are Christians, and we're being persecuted by this world. But in the end, we win. In the end, we're more than conquerors. In the end, we're going to walk and step into our mansion. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And no one can come to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And peace be unto all men. Peace to the world. Peace on earth. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, before he departed, he said, my peace I leave with you. My joy I leave with you. When you find yourself confused, when you find yourself ready to lose your mind, when you find yourself trying to slip into depression, when you find yourself being sad or being downcast, Jesus said, my peace I left with you. My peace in the middle of that storm. My peace in the middle of chaos. My peace in the middle of turmoil. My peace in the middle of trouble. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your minds and your heart. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you on today for peace. We thank you that no weapon against the people on this prayer line will prosper. Sickness, we cast you down and we bind you up. Poverty, we cast you down and we bind you up. Division and discord, we bind you up and we cast you down in the name of Jesus. Disappointment, disillusionment, this glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. All those disses that try to distance us, in the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit up. We bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus, disenfranchised. We bind it up. We're not less than. We're not inferior. We're not inadequate. We're not, glory be to God, what the world want to label us as. But we're mighty men and women of God. We are a peculiar people. We are a mighty army. We are warriors. We are kingdom men of valor. We are women of power. We are powerful in the name of Jesus. Virtuous women. Women born in the spirit of Sarah and Mary. Men of God born with the spirit of David and Joseph and Joshua. We are mighty men in this hour. We are mighty men in this day. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That Emmanuel has come. We thank you that he is our Father.
Yes.
And we can pray to him. We thank you that he is a Prince of Peace. And when we find ourselves not having peace, not being able to sleep, worrying ourselves to death, being stressed out, being anxious and anxiety overwhelming us, it says, come to me, all of you who are burdened, weary, and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what he's saying. I'll give you peace. I'll give you time out from that situation that you're facing. That's why we pray. We can't do this. We can't do this in our own strength. I told the church on Sunday, the Christian life is impossible. But all things are possible with God. We need Jesus to love our enemies. We need Jesus not to knock somebody down sometimes. We need Jesus not to lose our cool. We need Jesus to fight the good fight of faith. We need Jesus to keep going to church, to keep tithing, to keep believing God. We need Jesus. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So when we pray, we're not praying. We're praying for strength. We're praying for intervention from God. We're praying for the spiritual to overrule the natural. We're praying for greater to come. We're praying for increase of our faith. We are praying for a greater anointing. We are praying for the body of Christ to do what they're supposed to do and not having a form of godliness. Oh, glory be to God. We're praying for the church. We're praying for pastors. Pastors are trying to quit. Pastors are trying to give up. Pastors are saying it's just too much. It's overwhelming. We need shepherds. We need clergy. We need men of God and women of God who are called to preach, who are called to cover, who are called to stand on the wall, who are called to get a word to share with the people of God, who are called to pray for the sick, who are called to go to visit the prisoners, who are called to feed the homeless, who are called to feed, glory to God, and clothe those who are homeless, pastors, shepherds, clergy. We need you in the name of Jesus. We need the body of Christ. We need every member. We need every person on assignment in the name of Jesus. The world think Christians are weak. The world think the church is inadequate. The world think that the body of Christ is not, Father God, effective. But the devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. He is a deceiver. He's trying to deceive this world. He's trying to confuse their minds. It says that their minds are blind. It's because of the devil of this world has blinded their minds. So you and I got to stay in the light. We got to stay in church. We got to stay in the face of God. We got to stay on our knees. We got to fast and pray. We got to believe God that he'll keep our families together, that he'll fix our marriages, that all of our children and our grandchildren will be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and they'll teach their children, and they'll teach their children's children, and the posterity, and the offspring, and the children will continue to carry on the legacy of Jesus Christ, generations to come. He said, loving those to the third and fourth generation that love me, but cursing those, oh, help me, God, cursing those and judging those who don't think I'm real, who think I'm a fantasy, who think I'm something to play with. And God says, no, stay on your knees and continue to pray for this world. Don't let terrorists terrorize you.
Yes.
Don't let unbelievers make you doubt or make you quit.
Yes. Yes.
Even people in church who ain't living right, even people in church who are backsliding and not coming anymore, don't let that discourage you. Keep calling this prayer line. Keep praying for your family, even though it looks like your child is not getting it. Keep praying for your husband and your wife, even though it looks like sometimes they're not getting it See, Pastor, when God delivered us from drinking and drugging and doing some of that carnality stuff, everybody don't get delivered instantaneously. Some people gonna struggle. It can be our children. It can be our family. We have to be patient with one another. We got to pray for one another that we might be healed. Sometimes they're not going to get it as fast as we want them to get it, but we got to be encouraged. When they come around, we have to have the word of the Lord in our mouths for them. So we got to pray. We got to pray to keep our strength up. We got to pray. We got to believe the word of God. So, Pastor, as you continue to pray, I love this intercessory prayer group that we have. I love this intercessory prayer team that people of God are praying. In the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, it never would have happened. He said, if I can find 10 that would pray, 10 that would worship me, 10 that would pray and seek my face, I never would have rained down fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah. But, Pastor, he couldn't find 10. We got to pray.
My God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Father, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for this day. Day that you have made, oh God, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, God. We worship you today. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We lift your name on high. Lord, there is none like you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this season. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for loving us so much that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die so that we would have life and have that life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you for saving our souls. Lord, we thank you that you have a great plan for our lives. You said in your word that you know the plans you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. So, Lord, we thank you that we don't have to guess about our future, but our future is bright, that you have an expected end for us. Lord, we thank you that you set us apart for your use, that you set us apart, and that you set good works apart for us in advance, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you established that, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you don't even allow us to take on any more than we can handle. But even when we think we've had too much, God, you always provide a way out.
Yes.
So, Lord, we magnify your name on today. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. Lord, touch every person, oh God, who is struggling during this season, God.
Yes.
Touch every person, oh God, who is going through mood swings or depression or discouragement during this season, God.
Right.
We know that it's a tough season, oh God, for some people, oh God. And Lord, we pray for those people right now, God, that you will touch each and every one of them. You said the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. So Lord, release your joy. Release your joy. Release your joy over this prayer line on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you. Hallelujah. We need you like never before. Lord, there's so much going on in the environment. There's so much going on in the world. Lord, we need you. We need to step you to step into this world. Lord, save those who are lost, oh God. So many are lost, oh God. So many don't have you in their lives. At least we have you, God. And we have our trust in you, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, even now for directing our path, ordering our steps, showing us who to go to, oh God, giving us the words to say so that somebody can be saved, oh God, so that somebody can be snatched from the fires of hell, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for those, Father God, who are seeking you, God. We thank you, Lord, even for the atheists, oh God. We pray for the atheists on tonight, God. I pray for Douglas, oh God. I pray for Chet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will apprehend them, that you will touch them, God, that you will, Father God, allow me to feel your spirit. that you will allow them to see the light, that you will save them, God. Even if they are walking around saying they don't believe, God, I pray, Father God, that you will have mercy on them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your hands upon the lives of your people, God. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, your hands upon the lives of the people on this earth. We know that you are in control, God. No matter what man says, no matter what man does, we know that you are in control, God. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the cattle on the thousand hills, and it all belongs to you, oh God. So, Lord, we just reverence you, and we praise you on today, God. Even though you have given the land over to man to till the land, to multiply, to be fruitful, oh God, we know, Lord, that you are still in control, God. We are submitted to you as we take dominion in the earth realm, that we are submitted to you, oh God. So, Lord, we give this land to you. We submit ourselves to you, God. We give our labors to you, God. We give our dreams, our desires, our aspirations, our goals to you, God. We give our hearts to you and our families, oh God. We pray for the United States of America. We pray for the president. We pray for those who are running for office right now, God. Lord, you know the heart of the king is in your hands, and you already know the ending from the beginning. You already know who's going to take that seat next year, oh God, in January 2017, God. You already know how the election is going to end in November, God. So, Lord, we give it to you, and we say, have your way. Yeah. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Lord. We bind up the hands of Satan. We declare and decree, Father God, that no one who's not ordained to be in that seat will be in that seat, will be in that house, oh God. You already have the plan, God. And Lord, we are praying, Father God, for the divine manifestation of your plan. So touch, 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 oh God. Touch those who are lost. Touch those who are hungry tonight. Touch those, Father God, who are lonely. Touch those, Father God, who don't have family or who don't have a provision on tonight. The homeless, oh God. Touch, oh God. Touch, oh God. Make provision. Make a way out of no way, oh Lord. Lord, we believe you. We believe you, God. We believe you. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, some trust in their bank account, some trust in their spouse, some trust in their friends, some trust in the people. But God, we put our trust in you. We believe you, God. We believe that you can do all things. We believe that nothing is impossible for you. We believe, God, that you are in full control. We believe, God, that you, your word is true. We believe that you are not a man that you should lie, but you are not the son of man, that you will repent, God, and change your mind about us. We believe, oh God, that your word will not come back to you void. We believe, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We believe, oh God, but help our unbelief, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you and we praise you tonight for this prayer line. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
For the heavenly host that reminded us, just like the shepherds, that glory be to God. Unto us a Savior is born, a Savior has been given. We're going to open up the phone lines right now. We're going to open up the prayer line.
Yes.
If you press 1, amen. If it's a prayer request, if it's a Christmas song, we just joy to the world, the Lord has come.
Yes.
And it's just something about this week that we as believers just should have a celebration in our heart.
Yes.
Take those calls, Pastor. We saw one call. Hopefully they'll call back. You can just open up the phone lines. I'll take this first caller, 404-404. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
Give an honor to God, who is the head of my life. I just thank him for his answer. Give God all the praise and the honor because God allowed me to get in my bed this morning and I have shelter over my head, food in my mouth. And I just thank God because the Lord gave us a child, and that child was born into this world, and that child gave his life for you and me. And I just thank God, and I heard Pastor say a moment that God has a plan. This has been a stressful, stressful semester this year. My school is one of the turnaround target schools in Atlanta City schools. You know, most of all the Atlanta City schools are being threatened to be taken over by the state. And it has worried me, but I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand because I know that God opened a door for me to accept this job where I am, and God will deliver me where he wants me to go. So I just ask for your prayers and guidance that God can deliver me in a path in which he wants me to take. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We don't play. Pray for Brother Jesse tonight in the
yes,
name of Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because God has opened the door that no man can shut, and he has you on a specific journey. And
yes.
We thank God for the turnaround concerning, amen, the school and the opportunities that he has given you.
Right, yes.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for your favor and your kindness and your mercy and your grace to be upon Brother Jesse in the
yes,
name of
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you, Father God, have given him this opportunity. You have given him the education. You have given him the ability. You have given him the skills and the talents, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know that he is adequate for the assignment that you have, Father God, rendered for him to walk in the name of Jesus. He has a heart to educate our children. He has a heart to, Father God, ready the minds for the future in the name of Jesus of our young people. So, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you. It's not just a noble task, but, Lord, he's on assignment. There's so much going on in the educational system, but in that area that he is in, Lord, we know that you have placed him, divinely orchestrated him, Lord, to be in a powerful position to make a godly impact on the minds of young people. That, Lord, in the name of Jesus, no matter what happens, that your will prevail through his life in the name of Jesus. He is anointed for this assignment. So, Lord, even though certain doors look like they're closing or certain things look like they're not going according to plan, we know Romans 8:28 reminds him and us that it's all going to work together for his good. So we believe your word, Lord. Eye has not seen and his ear has not even heard what you have prepared. It's already been prepared. It's already ready for him to partake of. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bind up discouragement off of him. We pray for a Holy Ghost boldness. Give him wisdom from on high. Give him godly insight to see into certain situations and how to move forward, Lord, thoroughly and adequately in the name of Jesus. Give him the right influence with the right circle of people, Lord, that he, in the name of Jesus, school system in his area. Glory be to God. So I thank you that no weapon against him, his faculty, his teachers, his students, his staff will be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, all the meetings that he sit in, all the things that you prepare his mind to do as he's home in preparation to make the school system all that it could be, I thank you that supernaturally you'll do your part, God, to make it be demonstrated and manifested the desires of his heart. You said you'll give him the desires of his heart if he delight himself in you. So, Lord, I thank you for prayer. I thank you that he has yet a team of intercessors believing that he will do a great godly work for that school system in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you, and we bind up every spirit that don't want him to prevail. We bind up every spirit that do not want him to succeed. We bind up every person that the enemy tries to work through in the name of Jesus. Lord, silence them and remove them, Father God, so they won't be a hindrance or a stumbling block in the name of Jesus. So I thank you that he'll continue to love people. He'll continue to believe you. He'll continue to move forward by faith and not by sight. And he already has the victory in Jesus' name.
God,
turn it around. We believe that you're going to turn every negative situation around for Brother Jesse on his behalf in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Bethany. That prayer was, God bless you, Brother Jesse. Amen. That prayer was so prophetic because God was showing me everything that you were praying. The first thing that God showed me that he was on assignment, and that you, Brother Jesse, that you had been sent to that school on assignment, and that you had accomplished your assignment, that you had, there was a well done, I see a check mark next to your name as far as the accomplishment for that particular assignment. And I see God saying that he's not finished yet. He's still yet moving in that school with the faculty, with the school board, in the middle of that situation. I also see open doors, that God is opening doors on your behalf. I see your name in front of people, and that people are discussing you. People are talking about you as far as a consideration. There's a consideration on the table pertaining to you. Hallelujah. And I heard God saying rest. I hear God saying rest in faith. Rest in faith, because he is directing your steps. He is ordering your steps. Yes, God sent you to that school. Yes, you have made a difference as he said you would. And yes, God is continually ordering your steps. So continue to rest. Rest. I hear God saying rest in faith. Rest in faith. Let not your heart be troubled. Rest in me, says the Lord. You shall inherit the blessing. Your obedience has released blessings over your life, because it was a difficult school in the first place, but you went by faith, you went by obedience,
Amen.
And you went out of a heart of love,
Amen.
And your obedience has released the overflow of the blessings into your life. You cannot fail. There is no failure in God. Hallelujah. There is no failure. It's only from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and glory to glory. So God says rest. Rest and say, get your rest, because there is yet still work to be done, says the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank God. We'll continue to pray for you. And
wonderful future in store for you. And as Pastor said, it was a task, and you did it well done. And we believe God is pleased. Amen.
May God be
Amen. Blessed. Rest, just rest. Amen. Rest in faith and watch God. Watch God move. Amen. God bless you.
Oh, we thank God
Merry
for help.
God
yeah,
bless
Merry
you.
Christmas. Have a blessed holiday.
Merry.
We thank God for him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What a blessing. God is using people in so many mighty ways. We're going to take another caller in the name of Jesus. Yes, take that one. It's coming from the area code of 770. 770. We thank God for you tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Anthony, and thank you, Pastor Rebecca. It's really something that your word today was. I had a song that matched your word today, and I have a song, and I also have a testimony. So let me start with the song first. It goes like this. Oh, sorry. Oh. Okay.
In a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle's are lowing, the baby awakes. But the little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love the Lord Jesus, look down from the sky. And stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to give thanks to God. I want to give thanks to God because this song that was put in my heart did coincide with what you were talking about, Pastor Anthony. And Jesus, the Virgin Mary did bring Jesus into this world to help us all and to care for us. My testimony is that I thank God that even though that for Thanksgiving my son was not able to spend it with me, but there was a plan, and God always has a plan, and all we have to do is just sit and wait and just see how it unfolds in front of us. And I give thanks to my dear Lord Jesus, because now this Christmas, he's home and I will be spending Christmas with him.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I thank Jesus so much because I know that he's got a long way to go, just like we all do. We all have to go through trials and tribulations, and we learn through what we go through. And that's the reason why God puts us through what we go through, and he doesn't mean any harm. So one thing that I did see out of this is that, you know, he seems to be like he's getting closer to God. And when he talks to me, I give thanks to God because of the words that are coming out of his mouth. So I want to thank God for his Christmas gift to me. I want to thank God for his Christmas gift to me. And for loving me. And I pray that he keeps my son safe. And to please draw him near to him so he can see what I see. Because God would never forsake us. We just have to be still and just pray and have faith. Because everything will work out at the end. It's his plan for us. And all we can do is just accept whatever comes our way and keep thanking him for our life, for life. That's the most important thing. Because there's a lot of people that did not wake up this morning. There's a lot of people that does not have their children with them or family member. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence this whole year. Because he has saw me, he's seen me through it. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you,
thank
Jesus.
You,
thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving her, God.
Thank you,
much,
Jesus.
God, that she not only sent your son, God,
yes,
but she sent
Lord.
His son home to her for Christmas, oh God.
Yes,
Lord,
Jesus, thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for this
thank
season.
You, Lord.
We thank you. For what
thank
you're doing
you,
in this season, God. We thank
Jesus.
You for giving her a miracle. We thank you, Lord, for giving her a
thank
miracle,
you, Lord,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you for her Christmas gift, oh God.
Yes, Jesus,
in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for her son right now,
too,
Lord.
Thank
Lord, we pray that you would touch his heart,
thank
God.
Jesus.
Continue to protect him, God.
Touch
his heart, God. Touch his heart, Father, God. Let him have
thank
a Damascus road to see him with
Lord,
God. Let him know you, oh God, let his mother know you, God. Father God, deepen his faith,
thank
oh God.
You,
and let him, Father God, continue
yes,
to,
Lord.
Father God, walk with you, oh God. Lord,
yes,
we just thank you, Lord. We know, God, that you've been at work in his life for all
thank
years.
You.
Lord, even
yes,
before that, Lord.
Yes,
we know that you've been
you.
Working in his life, Lord. And we know,
thank
God,
you,
that
Jesus.
You are finished, that you are faithful. Lord,
yes,
we know that you
Jesus.
Are faithful
hallelujah.
To the work
hallelujah,
that you have begun in this young man's life. And we are believing you, oh God, for victory in his life. We are believing you for breakthrough in his life. We are believing that the word will not come back void. We are believing that it will accomplish what you sent it to do. We know that you sent your word to prosper him. We know that you sent your word to save him. So, Lord, right now, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the divine manifestation of your word. We thank you, Lord, that your word is going to bring forth much fruit in his life. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
In his life, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, keep him safe. Keep him like people have asked. Cleanse his life, oh God. Keep him around people from being around from God. In the name of Jesus, open his eyes, oh Lord. Let him see, oh God. Keep him and move against him. Open his eyes, Lord. And let him see, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The work of the enemy through certain people. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We know that you are able to do all things for Pharaoh. We know that you have a great plan for his life. Plan to prosper him and not to harm him. Plan to give him a hope and a future. So, Lord, we're touching in the green of man's mother on today, God. Knowing that if you have that seed covered, the blood of Jesus as his life.
And
to be covered him with the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus over his life. The blood. To the bottom of his feet. We've come in with the blood of Jesus. We went over the evil one by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So we come in with the blood of Jesus. We declare breakthrough over his life. We declare protection over his life. We declare all glory.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and deliverance over his life. We bind up the hands of Satan. We declare that no weapon formed against him can pass.
Hallelujah.
We declare that he is above and not beneath, and he is Lord and a conqueror through Christ Jesus. We declare, oh Lord, hallelujah, him walking with you, God. We thank you, Lord, for his close relationship with you. We open our mouths and we call those things that were not as though they are, God. We call them forth by faith. We call him a mighty man of valor.
Yes.
We call him saved. We call him delivered. We call him holy.
Yes.
We call him sanctified.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank
so we'll
you,
continue
Jesus.
To have your way in the son's life,
yes,
in his
Lord,
brother,
have
in his
way,
life. Lord, continue to have your way, God. We
speak
in this family to you, God. Bless mother and son. Bless mother and son, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus,
you
mother and son. Oh, glory, you mother and son, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's spirit and it's peace. Lord, it's spirit and it's peace. A real transformation. A real manifestation. A real transformation. A real experience with you, oh God. Let him come up in his face, oh God.
Jesus.
Lord, we just
thank
you. We praise you, God. We thank you, Lord. We
thank
you, Lord. We
thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. Heaven and earth rejoice. We rejoice. Hallelujah. For what you're doing in Sister Maria's life in this season. We rejoice. Hallelujah. Thank you for the joy that will be found in her house during Christmas. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For touching this mother's heart. Thank you, Lord. For answering this mother's prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you.
Hallelujah.
You are so awesome. You are so magnificent.
Yes.
You are so wonderful.
Yes.
You are just too marvelous for us to even have words to express. If we had put down some tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. We couldn't worship you enough. We couldn't magnify your name enough.
Yes.
So, Lord, thank you for blessing our sister.
Thank
you for blessing our brother,
thank
her son.
You,
wow. And Lord,
thank
we give
you,
them both to you on today. We say, have your way. In Jesus' mighty
in
name
Jesus
we pray.
Name. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, I just want to say one more thing. I'm sorry. I hope you understood what I was saying. But there are also two jobs that he's potentially looking at, and hopefully he'll land a job. So I'm praying for that, and I know that's going to happen. And I want to wish you, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, a very Merry Christmas, a safe one, many blessings for you and your family. I love you from the bottom of my heart. You guys have been my backbone through all that I've been going through, together with my cousin Carmen and everyone on this prayer line. I wish them all a Merry Christmas. Be safe, and I wish you a lot of blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon our life. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that, and we believe in God that your son will get those job opportunities, and God's going to open a mighty door for him, and a great opportunity is coming his way in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So we thank God.
Thank you.
Amen. They're just a great testimony of God's goodness, and we know that, as you said, you're going to celebrate this Christmas with your son.
Yeah.
And your love for him is evident, and we thank God, amen, for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Have a good night. And be blessed.
Merry Christmas. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Hallelujah.
What a word. Lord.
Praise God. Praise the God.
Yeah. Yes.
My God, what a mighty God we serve.
That her son is there for Christmas, and they're going to have a great Christmas holiday together. 27. We're going to take this next caller coming from the 270 area
code.
Amen. 270.
Amen.
God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for blessing
you.
We're back in the house of prayer one more time. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God. I just give a Merry Christmas wish to each and every individual on this prayer line, to the unified body of believers. And I just thank God for Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. My wife and I, as we sit here and just worship and praise God, we are enjoying the fresh anointing, the powerful gift of the Holy Ghost. Each and every Tuesday night that we come, we just look forward to hearing what God is doing with the both of you. And we praise God for allowing us to be a part of this prayer line each and every Tuesday night. And I just want to thank God for Pastor Anthony. Thank God for allowing me to acquire the knowledge and understanding that I have acquired from just listening to way God uses him mightily. I thank God for the bold and powerful prayers that Pastor Rebecca is led by the Holy Spirit to release. I thank God for the rhema words that I hear come forth each and every Tuesday night. And I just want to thank you, Father, for allowing us to be connected to the source of power on this prayer line each and every Tuesday night. And at this time, my wife and I, we just give blessings to New Creation Christian Ministry, and we thank God for enhancing the ministry there. We thank God for the glory, his light shining brightly at New Creation Christian Ministry. And I want to thank God for each and every individual that comes each and every Tuesday night. And I thank you, Father, for just allowing us to be connected to you by the gift of the Holy Ghost, our source of power that communes and connects us to the powerful God that we serve. And we thank you, Father, for who you are. We thank you for what you have prepared for the ones that truly love you, Father. And at this time, Father, we just give you the highest praise for your Son, Jesus Christ, for eternal life. And we thank you, Jesus, for giving us your life as a sacrifice, a sin offering. And we thank you, oh, Jesus, for going away so the Comforter could come, the Holy Ghost, who rules and reigns in each and every individual on this prayer line. And at this time, we say again, Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Thank you, Father, for the time. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, we thank
amen.
God for those wonderful words from you and your wife and your family towards us, that the church family. Everybody on the prayer line heard you wishing them a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And we just thank God, even as you have lifted up our church and the glory and the light of Christ shining in that place on a weekly basis, as we come together as a local body, we thank you for your prayers.
Yes.
The word declares that iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
And we thank God, amen, as the body of Christ, as we come together on these Tuesday nights, that we are strengthening one another.
Yes.
We are praying for one another. And we thank God, amen, that you, hallelujah, is being edified and encouraged to do your God-given assignment.
Okay.
Amen. You and your wife has your own assignment in that part of the region that God has placed you in.
Yes.
And we know, glory be to God, that you are going to impact this world in a mighty way. So, Father, we thank God for Brother Jamal and his wife, Gail Elizabeth. We thank God, Lord, even as they approach the Christmas and New Year's holiday, that you will bless their family, Lord, even as they have family and fellowship, food and fun, or whatever the preparations are. We thank you in the name of Jesus that as they celebrate the Christ, the anointed one, Jesus, the Savior of the world, we thank you in the name of Jesus for Brother Jamal, a man of God after your own heart. We thank you for, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the words of wisdom that always comes out of his mouth. I to encourage my wife and I and everybody on this prayer line, recognize that the hand of the Lord is on his life in the name of Jesus. We know it's not by circumstance that he is part of this intercessory prayer life, prayer team. So, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that demons start to flee,
yes,
demons start to tremble, Lord, even as he opens his mouth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So even when his wife and him come together to pray and to fast and to seek godly wisdom, how to move forward in ministry, Lord, I thank you that you would continue to give them rhema and revelation. You'll continue to give them influence and favor. You'll continue in the name of Jesus, God, to allow grace and mercy to follow them on a daily basis. So I thank you, Lord, for his words. I thank you for the anointing that rests upon his life. I thank you for their marriage, their children, and their grandchildren, that you'll continue to do a work in their life, Lord. Let his light show shine that he, Father God, would allow men to glorify his Father, which are in heaven. So I thank you for the love that he has toward us in his prayer line. And I thank you in the name of Jesus for their marriage and their family. And Lord, give them a blessed holiday season.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God. Amen. For you and your family. Even as you call in, we just get so encouraged by you and everybody in the prayer line. When you pray, when you speak words of wisdom, we all go higher in the things of God. And we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. My wife and I, we love y'all. Y'all have a blessed Christmas season. Thank you, Jesus.
To God be the glory.
We love you guys, too. And even as you were speaking, it's amazing. I saw fresh oil being poured forth, fresh oil being poured out. I just see fresh oil. And even as Pastor was praying for you, I saw you and Gail Elizabeth kneeling, and God was pouring out fresh oil over the both of you. So there's another dimension of anointing that's being released over you for life, for marriage, for parenting, for ministry,
Amen.
And for prosperity. Amen. God is poured out fresh oil, even as the year comes to an end. It's almost like you come to the end of something, but it's just the beginning. My God, that's what God is saying. It's like you've come to the end of something, but it's just the beginning. And he just dropped that in my spirit. I don't know what that means to you and Gail Elizabeth, but God said you've come, it seems like you've come to the end of something. I have to make it clear because God wants you to hear this. It seems like you've come to the end of something, but it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Amen. So continue to walk forth in faith. Continue to trust God. I hear God saying, be still. Be still and know that I am God. There's been a soaking. There's been a basking. There's been a laying before the Lord, and God is honoring that. He's honoring that, and he's pleased. I just hear the God Lord saying he's pleased with the mutual submission, the mutual submission. I hear one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Oh my God. So there's a force in your home to be reckoned with. And as you and you two get together and pray, and as you two get together, and even as you grab hands and join hands, every demon must flee, my God, because there's truly no weapon formed against you that can prosper. So God is all new. It's it's the end of an old thing and the beginning of a new thing, but it's the same thing. I don't know what that means, but it's new. It's all new. God says, behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it? So we just thank God for you two. We thank God for the divine connection. We are looking forward to meeting you face to face. Either we're going to come down here or you guys are going to have to hit, we're going to have to hit Jersey. Amen. But we are looking forward meeting you and just embracing you and being able to fellowship together as God continues to enhance this connection that we have. So God bless you and your family, and Merry Christmas.
Yes, amen.
Amen. To God be glory. We thank God for them. Amen. Amen. Yes, that's
my God.
Our power couple in the name of Jesus. We thank God for the both of them. Amen. A power
my
couple.
God,
amen.
God,
you said the same thing, but a new thing.
Jesus.
Amen.
Glory. My God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus.
To God be glory. We're gonna take another caller, because it's just so much anointing and just so much power on this line. Let's take this next caller coming from the 813 area code. 813 area code. We thank God for you tonight.
Good evening, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I have been absent from the fellowship of this beautiful prayer line, and I want to apologize and I want to ask God for forgiveness at this time. I have let every single thing that is physical that I see get in my way of worshiping at this time on Tuesdays, yet I have still been going to church, and I have still been praying daily. You know, Satan just tries to pull me in every direction, and sometimes it gets a little difficult, but I have to stay focused on the fact that God is with me and that he is my almighty Savior and he will never leave me. And for this, I thank the Lord, and I thank you all for everything that you have done. I was over at my sister's, actually my mom's house. You know, my mother passed away 2 years ago. And my sister and I were going through some things, and my mother used to save every little letter, every single card that that we gave her. And so I looked at this card from 1954 when I gave this to my father for Father's Day, and I said, Daddy, I am praying that you will be going to church one day. And, you know, I never realized that at that age I was saying that to my dad. And do you know that my dad, I have his Bible, because my dad, when he moved to Florida and he was already retired, he started reading the Bible daily and going to church. So God, I am very aware of that. I am aware of that, you know. So I know that my family will come together. And I'm seeing something else with my two daughters. They're, you know, one of them, of course, is not talking to me, but both connecting with each other, which it wasn't happening. So God is working in that relationship. So I come here tonight to thank God and to praise him for all the things that he's doing in my life. And I also want to pray for everyone on this prayer line, my friends. You all are my friends, my Christian brothers and sisters. I don't know you, but I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and that we will continue to stay strong in the faith together, and that Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony will continue on to new levels in this ministry, the ones that they don't even know about. And I thank God for all the things that they are doing. And I just want to say these things. May God bless you all and Merry Christmas.
Well, we thank you. We thank God from hearing from you again, even as you went before the Lord, and now that you're back on the prayer line, we thank God for you hearing your voice, and everyone on the prayer line is elated that you are back. And we thank God, even as you said, even as a young person praying for your father and seeing the evidence of prayers even coming to pass, years later. And that's how this
wow.
that's how this faith walk works.
Yes.
It just shall live by faith. We walk by faith
yes.
and not by sight.
Yes.
It's not an easy walk, especially with family. We all go through things
yes.
with our own family, but we thank God that you're encouraged that it's going to work out in the end for all of you guys good. Your
yes.
daughters, your
Amen.
Sons, your grandchildren, everything. God is in control. He can do what we can't
Amen.
Do. And so we thank God
Amen.
That he can change the situation. Let us just pray very quickly for
yes.
you. Father,
Lord,
we thank you for Sister Miriam tonight. Lord, we thank
you
that
Lord.
She's still going to church and that she's still praying, doing her personal devotions on a daily basis. But, Lord, even as she came back tonight on the eve of
yes.
Christmas, Lord, as we're about to go into the Christmas
you,
season
Lord.
And the New Year
thank
season. I thank you, Lord, that she ends this year strong, that she ends
thank
this year, Lord, in the name of Jesus, revived it. And, Father God,
thank
in the name
you,
of Jesus, restored. Restored in every
thank
area. Lord, as she said,
thank
the enemy sometimes come, and sometimes we get overwhelmed with life, and sometimes we get a little overwhelmed with ourselves. But, Lord, I thank
yes.
you that she has an intercessory prayer team right
yes.
there.
Yes.
She says she don't know us, but we know each other
yes.
in the spirit,
yes.
in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You.
So I thank you for Carmen leading her this way.
Yes.
I thank you for Sister Maria and the friendships that they have with one another, and the Father God, as
thank
they encourage each other, as they go through their different things.
You.
I thank you for this prayer line that
you,
Sister Mary adds to us every time she comes.
Thank
so, Lord,
you.
Bless her in this Christmas season. Bless her grandchildren, wherever they have food or fellowship or exchange gifts or whatever they do during this holiday season. Lord, let your presence be there. Let your
yes.
presence be among the family, among the daughters, and among the sons. And give this
thank
mother
you.
Peace, God. Give this mother joy. Give this mother,
thank
Lord,
you.
In the name of Jesus, happiness. I thank you for her life and the love that she has for her children and her grandchildren. Lord, continue to show her like you showed her with her father. That not by power, not by might, but it's by your spirit
yes.
that things will change. So I thank you that she, even as she said tonight, she still believes you. She still knows that
yes.
You can turn every negative situation around.
Same.
That God,
thank
you have
Lord.
Power. You have the power to change people. So Lord, we bless
yes.
you. You have the power to make wrong right. Make the crooked
yes,
straight
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So thank you for Sister Miriam and her family and everything she does down in Florida during the Christmas season. Just bless her as she makes preparations, as she with family, as she fellowship with church and everything. Lord, bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you. Well,
you
have
thank
a Merry Christmas, you and your family
yeah.
together,
thank
and we
you.
Pray you have a great Christmas holiday, a great Christmas day.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And even as you, Pastor, was praying for you, God said, your prayers are a rope. Your prayers are a rope, and your prayers are reaching out as you pray and tying your family together and pulling them in and pulling them into the kingdom. So God is saying your prayers avail of much. They are powerful and effective. So as you pray and as you continue to love on them, the twines, the prayer and love are twined together. You know how a rope coils and it's reaching out and pulling them in.
Hallelujah.
So don't oh, my God. It's just so powerful. I see your whole family wrapped up in prayer. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God. The angels are rejoicing. You know, the Bible says that the angel rejoices when one soul is saved. You know, and it's like I feel so much joy right now because the angels are rejoicing over what God is doing in your family. Hallelujah. Because you were obedient to pray. Because you have the faith to pray. God is answering your prayers. He's answering because you are favored of the Lord. You are blessed of the Lord. And God is answering your prayers, and they are bringing them in. So you continue to stay encouraged and keep that visual in your mind when you pray. See your prayers and your love reaching out and wrapping around your family and bringing
yes.
them in. Amen. In Jesus'
Amen.
Mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, that was so powerful. It's so powerful the
Thank
way God
you.
Is doing
oh,
that.
Yes,
my God.
Is.
Jesus, hallelujah.
I had never thought of that way. I'm going to visualize that. Yes, I am.
Jesus, only God, only the Lord, to God be the glory, because he gives
Amen.
Us these things. He gives, when we come together in our war, in our prayer chamber here, and God begins, when we touch and agree, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, inhabits us. He comes and he's here with us, and he begins to give us divine revelation. And the spirit of prophecy flows so freely because it allows us to see into the secret chambers of heaven to actually see what God is doing behind the scenes. And it's just so powerful. So that revelation came directly from
wow.
heaven, because I've never thought about it like that. I've never seen it like
oh.
that. Amen.
Wow.
So that's for you. It's for you.
Amen.
Amen. To know that you're praying for everybody else who would grab it. Everybody else out there to grab that thing. You know, my prayers are real. They're so
yes.
to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
We love
yeah.
you. No, we love you. And we just we pray a Merry Christmas for you and your family. And we pray a restoration for every family relationship that's been torn apart from the devil, by the devil. We know that God is using our prayers as a rope, and it shall
Amen.
Come to pass. In Jesus'
Amen.
Mighty name, amen.
Thank
and we're looking
you.
Forward to meeting you too. We're going to have one big fellowship for the prayer line. We're going to all come together and have a weekend conference, a weekend retreat
yeah.
or something.
Not
and
in the
just
cold weather. Cold weather.
not in the cold water. No, not in the cold water. We might have to come to Florida.
All right.
Amen. Hey, well, God bless
it was
you.
70-something today, so.
Wow. Well, we might have to all hit Florida then and make a vacation out of it. So
yes.
God bless you. But we will be down that way in August. We might not be there that long, but we may be able
okay.
to meet you then. Amen.
Oh, yes.
So God bless you.
I bless you. Thank you.
Amen. She is a blessing, and it was good to hear from her. Amen. To God be the glory. And amen. I believe that was our final call. We're gonna in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lift up Mother May Thomas,
yes.
Sister Carmen Callow, and Brother
oh,
Mingo, even as a miracle.
Great.
Amen. Lori Davis and so many names, Rita Leek, so many regulars who call in. We wish you a Merry Christmas and that God would be with you and your family, even as you celebrate Christmas together. Malcolm Griggs, we pray for that young man in the name of Jesus who had to go to the hospital. Malcolm Griggs, we lift you up before the Lord right now. We speak healing over your life. Young man, you are already healed. The word says he sent your word that you might be healed in Jesus' name.
Yes.
So we pray for Malcolm Griggs.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we thank
you
for a favorable outcome for him in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give his mother, who asked for prayer for her son, give her peace.
Yes, Lord.
Give John, his father, peace
yes,
in the name
God.
Of
thank
Jesus.
You,
and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We pray for all the sick.
Yes,
our
sir.
Apostle Matthew Tillery
yes,
in that
thank
stomach
you.
Area.
Yes,
Lord, whatever it is, the bloating or the discomfort
thank
of the digestive system, right now touch Apostle
yes,
Matthew
sir.
Tillery
thank
as
you,
he
God.
Go for more tests, as he
yes.
go, Father God, for x-rays and to see what's going on in that stomach area. We pray for him right now, your divine healing.
Yes,
Bishop
thank
Hilliard,
you.
That heart area, oh, the devil is a liar. We pray for Bishop Donald Hilliard, a Cathedral International. We pray for his heart. We pray for his health right now in the name of Jesus, that you would restore him, that you would lift him up, that you would build him up and gird him up in the mighty name of Jesus. So we speak healing over everybody who is sick, everybody who is experiencing disease or infirmity in their body, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. We speak, Lord, on behalf of the world, even as we read that scripture, world peace, world peace, world peace, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, touch right now. Pastor Stephania,
yes,
Pastor Stephania Burgess, we lift her up before you right now. Lord, even as the tests come back, we believe it's all positive. Oh, in the name of Jesus, touch her body right now. Restore everything that needs to be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray for these, and we pray for everyone, Lord. We bind up sickness and disease and infirmity and affliction off of everybody. Dealing with pain in your body, we bind that thing up. Dealing with any kind of ailments, we bind that thing up in the name of Jesus. Even as Brother Mingo continue to be restored and maybe going for a more, maybe another procedure, we pray for Brother Mingo right now that you would do a mighty work. You've already shown him your mighty hand. You've shown Sister Carmen and her family the mighty hand of God, even giving them a favorable report concerning his health. And as he continues, Lord, to get healthy and well, in the name of Jesus and whole, that you'll give the doctors wisdom, you'll give the nurses wisdom, you'll give him the right treatments and medication so he can be fully restored to his normal self in the name of Jesus. So bless Carmen, Mother Mae Thomas, Laurie Davis, bless NCCM Christian Ministries in the name of Jesus, Sister Rita Lee Pearl, bless everybody on this prayer line, Lord. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas in the name of Jesus. We pray for our church, even as the young people. We just had a great service on Sunday. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, that no weapon against us will prosper, that every member will have a merry, blessed Christmas, and, Lord, that you will get the glory out of all of our lives. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We continue to pray for expansion and growth. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the ministry and the church, God. Lord, we pray for that local assembly, Lord. We bind up anything that's trying to keep the people from coming, God. And we said you would send the people from the north, the south, the east, and the west. So, Lord, we're calling in our sons and our daughters, Father God, from the four corners of the earth. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, Father God, for your move. You said, unless you build the house, that those who labor, labor in vain, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given us a prophetic word over this church. We thank you, Lord, that we will not put our hands to the plow and look back, but we will continue to do the work that you have called us to do, leaving the results to you, oh God. So we pray for every family. We pray for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you, Lord, for sending prosperity and blessings into every household. Thank you for the prayer, extension of the church, the prayer line, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the Periscope, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all that you're doing the most excellent way, God, that you, Father God, are moving, Father God, throughout the various ministries. Lord, we need you, Father God, to send in the laborers, oh God. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So we're calling in the laborers on tonight as we touch and agree with those who are our partners in prayer. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we call in the laborers from the north, the south, the east, and the west, those who have a heart, Father God, to serve, those who have a heart to sow, those who have a heart, Father God, hallelujah, to be connected to the vision that you have given Pastor Anthony and myself for this church, your church, God. We give New Creation Christian Ministries, the local assembly, to you, and we say, have your way. We call the families back to church. For every family that's been missing, we call them back to church, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for every need being met. We thank you, Father God, for every need being met, for every budget being met, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, continue to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Amen. We want to say Merry Christmas. We were Pastor Emmy and I were able to bless our children on this year. It was just such a blessing to be able to bless the children of the church. The church blesses the children every year. There's something for the children, amen. And we're looking for Sister Carmen just stepped up to the plate, and we thank God for her. She says she's going to be, I was said, I need somebody to be in charge of the Christmas ministry, the Christmas toy giveaway. And Sister Carmen jumped up and said, Pastor, I want to be over that ministry because I want to take it off of you, and I have some ideas. So I'm excited about next year. Not only will we give our children in the church toys, but we will be able to open it up to the community and be a blessing to invite kids from all over Hillside and beyond to come. We want that whole church filled with toys so much so that we have to squeeze ourselves in. So we're excited about Sister Carmen taking that initiative. And I thank God for everybody that serves, Sister Lori, who serves as my armor bearer, adjutant, Brother DeJuan, Minister Andre, who serves as pastor's adjutant and armor bearer. We just thank God for everybody who serves at New Creation. The praise team, my God, the praise team is anointed, my God. And we just thank God for all of New Creation. The ones on this prayer line who are connected, and the ones who are in the local assembly, and those people, everybody all around the U.S. who have connected with us in the vision that God has given us. Keep us in prayer, amen, because we know God has given us a grand vision, and it's a lot to do, but we just need to be continually encouraged as we go forth in faith. Amen. So God bless you. We love you guys. Merry Christmas. And we will be here next week, next Tuesday, right, Pastor? So we will see you next Tuesday. God bless you. We're going to play I Can Only Imagine by Tamla Mann. We love you guys.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my for me. I can only imagine. I could only